And we're back. This Week in Watch, that continues. I'm your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown, and we're here with U.S. Congressional candidate Mike Van Someren. And before the break, I was posing a question to Mike about how we encourage participation, and Mike's already made it happen because we actually have a caller. Now, apologies in front because this is the first time we tried to patch it through to the farmer's market, but Connor, who do we have for Mike?
It's Pete from Milwaukee.
Pete from Milwaukee, fire away.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know my name is Peter Pekarsky, and I am now in second place.
Pete!
For the United States Senate race, for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate seat in Wisconsin. And
I love it. Thank you very much
for your kind words, yeah.
Great to hear from you, Pete. What's the question for Mike?
What do you make of the race, and what do you think we ought to do about legalizing marijuana and putting that money to productive use in the state of Wisconsin legally to provide jobs and economic opportunity and safe streets in the middle of Milwaukee and all over this country, all over this state, rather?
That's a great question. Hello? Thanks for calling, Pete. Good to hear from you again.
good to talk to you, too. I hope all of you are well.
Good. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
So, yeah, I think his question's a great one. I fully support legalizing cannabis at the federal level. I think that states have handled it well, and we should allow it to be legal. We should allow it to be taxed, and we should regulate it. Also, what that's going to do is that's going to push out the criminal element, right? If it becomes legal and becomes regulated, we're going to raise tax revenue on that, but we're also going to push out the stuff that's laced with fentanyl and other things that are causing so much damage to people that might be just recreational users, and all of a sudden they're now dying over something that is by all accounts relatively safe, you know, as far as compared to like alcohol or anything else that we already allow.
Yeah, and I think you're taking away the violent crime element that's associated with illegal drug trafficking.
Exactly, so, exactly. Yeah. And allows us, you know, we take that money and put it into rehab centers and things like that for harder drugs, you know, the heroines and things like that. Like, it would be a revenue source that would help us address the problem overall.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
well, good.
So, hey, Pete.
Don, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Hello? So, hey, thanks for the call. We just have a few minutes here with Mike, but call in when Sarah comes on if you got a question for her, okay? So don't go away. She'll be on after 8:30. So give us another call, okay? Thanks so much, Pete. We're pulling for you now that the race is in. So you got it. So, Mike, how do you encourage participation?
I think by being actually open to listening and trying to get stuff done. I'm not trying to get my point across. What I'm trying to do is hear what other people say and then explain why I think what I'm presenting actually addresses the problem that they've got. You know, and if not, I want to know why I'm falling short. You know, and actually listening and engaging, I think that's where we miss it a lot. We're thinking so much about what we're going to say next versus hearing what people are telling us, and so we miss the forest for the trees in that regard. And a lot of people just get turned off.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing stuff get done. Congress in the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, has gotten a lot done that the majority of Americans want. And people should be paying attention to that because for so long we've had so much apathy because it seems like nothing gets done, especially at the federal level. And things are actually happening now, and we should be paying attention and celebrating it and running on that record.
I mean, that's a big win because I think we finally got Manchin to side with this new bill that Scott's referring
Absolutely.
To, right?
Yeah. And we codified contraception. Or we passed the bill in the House to codify contraception. We passed the bill in the House to codify marriage equality, you know, and the ability to cross state lines if a state bans abortion. Like, those are all big things as well that the majority of Americans want.
Yeah. So, you know, and along that same line, how do we change the conversation? How do we address this narrative of disinformation that we're still competing with? You know, I saw one of my friends walk by who happens to be, he's conservative and that's fine, but he believes a lot of this disinformation about the election and about some of these other things. You know, how do we fight disinformation with facts?
Sure. And that's a really good question. That's what makes it difficult about dealing with accountability versus moving forward, right? Like, part of us wants to just put it in the past, look forward, but we have to hold these folks accountable. And I think the January 6th committee is doing exactly what they should be doing. And for us, we should be saying, like, look, I get that you might be frustrated about the presidential election. We've got another election coming up in a couple of months now, the midterms. Congress is really where the power sits. I know we put the president on a pedestal and, you know, blame the presidential office for a lot, but Congress is where our power really lies as citizens. We need to start focusing on that, holding those folks accountable, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and speaking of accountability, too, again, in the Pat Lucey tradition, there was, yes, he was loyal to his party, but he was also a fierce independent, and he challenged his party, even, you know, at the very top. What's the independent Mike Van Sumeren that voters should know about that you stand alone on?
Sure. I think one of my things is I'm not interested in raising taxes at this time. And usually when you talk economics, the first thing you talk about is raising taxes on the wealthy. I think we have a bigger problem with the very wealthy. You know, I call them the super wealthy and the mega corporations evading taxes. They already owe it; they're just not paying it because they don't think they're going to get caught. Because we have a government that doesn't work right now because it's understaffed or underfunded or a variety of those two things. So my goal is to pull in that $600 billion to $1 trillion a year that we're leaving on the table in taxes that should be collected. I'm also a supporter of the Second Amendment, but I think, along with just about every other reasonable gun owner I know, that reasonable gun regulations, you know, gun safety laws are very important to protecting our right to own guns ourselves. And so I support people owning guns. I don't support, you know, taking back guns. I don't think the government's ever going to come take your guns.
Right.
But at the same time, we need to have reasonable regulations so that people that want to do harm to themselves or others with those guns, and a lot of times it's, you know, heat of the moment type things,
right,
that they're not able to do that. They're not able to hurt themselves or others, and they're owning those guns responsibly.
Yeah, excellent point. So, Connor, how are we doing on time, friend?
We got about a minute left.
About a minute left. Okay. In the minute we have, Mike, what's your kind of your final message out here? I know you, because you don't have any competition in the primary, right?
So
you could, but in this time that you have, what's the message you have for Waukesha residents and Wisconsin people in general?
Sure.
About you?
Well, about me is I am all about making sure that we actually go out there and fight the fight. And, like, I wouldn't run this if I didn't think we could win. It's a winnable race, but people need to buy in, they need to get out, and they need to talk politics so that we can find that agreement and find out, you know, move this country forward, because a lot of times we just assume that because you're one party or the other that you don't share a belief with me. And that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to start reaching across to each other, talk politics with our neighbors, and figure out where that common ground is, and then know that this race can be and will be won.
Mike, how do people get a hold of you?
They can go to my website, MikeVanSumeren.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok.
And we're now connected on LinkedIn. So,
yes, we are.
Yeah,
and I'm on LinkedIn
it,
as well.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm all
great.
The social medias. Email me, call me.
Sounds great.
Somebody
okay.
will answer.
Fantastic. Mike, thanks again for joining us. Enjoy the farmer's market. Good
Thank you, Mike.
Campaign.
Thank you.
We hope to have you on again in the future.
Sounds
too,
great. So thank you so much.
Best of luck. Thanks. Hey, stick around. Sarah Rodriguez, candidate for lieutenant governor, is on next as This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away. Badlands. Come on, Johnny. Sing it with me.